Hi, this is dictation for Alyssa Curry, A-L-Y-S-S-A-C-U-R-R-Y. Alyssa Curry, date of birth is 5-11-92, and date of service is 7-26-2022. Date of accident is 5-8-2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She apparently was involved in an automobile accident as a front seat passenger, where she was hit on a passenger side as a T-bone. This caused her initially some headaches without any TBI symptom and pain in the right upper back and right shoulder area, with difficulty in lifting the arm up to 120 degrees, and this residual pain level was around 8. That was the beginning. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy, medication, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures. She reports that now she is 50 to 60% better. However, her range of motion of the shoulder is not improved beyond the beginning, which is around 110. But her baseline pain level in the shoulder is around 5, and also in the upper back. She does not report any muscle spasm, no pain in the neck, mid-back, or lower back is reported, no headaches. Pain level is around between 2 to 6. ADLs are not gravely affected, no more. And in the system review, in neurology psych, there is no positive symptoms. Denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, blackouts. Patient denies seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, difficulty sleeping. She denies lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work. Or patient denies any anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the shoulders on the right side, along with pain in the right shoulder, and with decreased range of motion of 110 degrees. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, or stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing, no incontinence of the bowel. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that she's having require less and less medication as she's feeling better, and there is a definite 60% improvement. No new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. Substance abuse. Patient is utilizing no substances. Compliance history. Patient is full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 198/131. Pulse is 91. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination came from previous visit of 627-2022, dictation number 0627-060. And diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient has ongoing difficulty in abducting her arm, and it's possible that she has a tendinitis and maybe possible tear in the rotator cuff region, for which an MRI will be ordered either next month or following. The patient is, however, able to go back to work, a regular job. She has been released, and she can continue physical therapy focusing on the right shoulder, as well as a home treatment with band treatment. Medication-wise, she'll continue on Celebrex 200 milligram daily. Tizanidine 4 milligram daily, twice a day. Tramadol 100 milligram twice a day. Lunesta 30 milligram. Water and gel 3%, 100 milligram daily. Lidocaine patches, as well as fear sets for headaches. The patient is stable. She'll be seen in 30 days time, and she's been advised to do all the treatments and home treatments. Thank you.